This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Is it on yet? Should I put it on right?
No good?
Oh, yeah, it's on.
Okay. Today, the share was supposed to be about a topic that is a very important topic that needs to be discussed in today's time. Very relevant. The message and the lesson from it, very needed. But I see that they don't have the video camera, so they asked that the topic should be pushed off to next week. And the last second, I should fill in with a different shear. They felt that the topic is such that it needs to be filmed and delivered farther than just a tape. So, in last minute, as they say, there's a story like this from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. When he got his first shtela as a rov, Pashteitzach, he had to give a prob, he had to get up and give a drasha. No. Like in every good Jewish community, there was a pagita chevrelite, you know, mischievous, that they like to do mischief. So the notes that he prepared for the shir that were in the shtender, they took it out and they left blank pieces of paper. And he got up on the bima to speak and he put up the papers. He noticed they're blank. They're empty. Yisrael Salanter was a guy in Batayra. Didn't need much preparation to say a shir. So he gave an entire... Now today you can't speak for more than 10, 12, you know. They don't give you to let speak more because of the attention span of today's time. But they say Yisrael Salanter geret zveisha. Amish 2 hours about the topic of that the Briya is yesh me'ayin. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created an existence from nothing. And he was marich to explain. The shir was it was phenomenal. And everyone loved it. They went over after the shir to check the papers, the notes, which Rabbi Yisrael Salanter left over because he didn't need them. They were blank pieces of paper. And they saw there's nothing on it. So when Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was told, wow, take a look, a ganze shir from blank pieces of paper without any marmakoimus from advance, he says, no, you don't understand. The marmakoimus were there. I made a shir, yesh me'ayin, from papers that were blank. I made an entire shir. So I can't tell you that today's shir is a yesh me'ayin. I'm not big enough to do that. I wouldn't do that to you as well. I can't deliver a yesh me'ayin shir, but somewhat topic random. But it does have to do with the last week's parsha and parsha's baloisva. We learn up a par psukim da edab Hashem al meishaleimer tabel arin v'marte ilo baloischas haneiris amul pnei haneira, that he had the mitzvah to be madlik the haneira. We all know the Chazal say that actually this was given as a compensation to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen felt very bad, felt hurt. What? The Nisim, when they all came together, the Chanukah Sabayis, he wasn't part of it, not him, not his Shevet. And he felt bad. So Mesha has the message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm giving you atlakas ne'er shalcha gadol mishalahem. Your mitzvah, your part of Chanukah's habayis is greater, shalcha. Yours is greater than theirs. Shato madliku meitives haneiris. That's the lashon, the way Rashi brings it. Tanchuma, there's other girsayis. Shato midashen. umeitiv es haneris, because hadlokas neiris is ksheir bizar, so it can't be that the mitzvah of hadlokah was given to him. Because actually the mitzvah of hadlokah is not necessarily the kayin. It could be a zar. So others have the girsa of mad, that he's medashen, he cleans the neiris, he cleans the wick, he prepares the wick. And that is shalcha gadol mishalahem. And of course we all know, anyone that has ever listened to any Hanukkah shmuzin knows the famous question, why is this gadol mishalahem? Why is hadlakas hamenera? And of course, it's not even the hadlaka, but it's sha'atom medashin umadlik is greater. It's greater than all the karbonis of the nesiim. And the Ramban says, because shalcha kaim li'aylam means later on through the base chashmenoyim, the benoira, the ischachus. There's going to be a Chanukah through the Menorah, which is the Chanukah, which is the Menorah, which is Chanukah. And that Shalcha Gadol Mishalahem. And what's Kaim L'Olam? Because Chanukah is L'Deiris. In every home, throughout the generations, Yidden always, no matter how far they were, Chanukah, identified with Chanukah. It's an interesting thing, that even at times where the Goyim celebrate their holidays, every Yid identifies. Mein Yontif, I celebrate Hanukkah. There's a psa. Shalcha kayim li'aylam. There's a skula. In the Chanukah sa'meneira, in the Medashin and Madlika sa'neiris, that it's la'aylam. And what does la'aylam mean? That even in times where there's no Beis HaMikdash, throughout the Dairis till the end of times, you didn't have the mitzvah of Chanukah. The Maaser Rabbeisai, what does it mean? What is the Taich and the Psukim? V'zeh Maaser HaMenora Miksha Zav Ad Yerecha Ad Pircha Miksha Hi. Rashi tells us that Moshe didn't know how to make the Menorah. He didn't know how to do it. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam showed him, made of Menorah Shalesh, Miksha, and it turned in by itself into a Menorah. L'chaira, the place of this Pasuk should have been with the Kli HaMikdash. Tetzave and Kisisa, where it speaks about the binyan of the Kelim, this is where it should have been. V'zeh Ma'asa Menorah. This is the way you make a menorah, miksha, ad yerecha, ad pilcha. So in the chapter that speaks about all the kelim and how to make them, this should have been in that perik, in that parsha. So parshas you could come and say, because it couldn't have been made. The kelim and kisisa, in tetzave, and truma tetzave, all the kelim there, that were made. Those kelim were made. This, since it wasn't made, happened by itself. So it's not in that parsha. Shtikol hashverah l'chayru. The kasha asach besa v'detachas. Yeah, that's a good kasha, right? What's it doing here? When Aaron is being told to light the menorah in parshas, b'aleischem, b'midbar, oh, v'zeh ma'asa menorah, you hear? This is what the menorah. Shapel, what's doing here, Bechla? That's a good hour. Abaisai, let me ask you one more, two more shailas, and then we'll discuss the Menorah and the limut that we need to take from the Menorah. The Pasuk Takis says, Kamara Shera Hashem Esmei Shekein Oses HaMenorah. The Pasuk begins, Vayas Kein Aharin. Aharin did. What did he do? Means he did Ba'aloyscha. He did like he was told to do, Ba'aloyscha. And Rashi brings the famous Chazal, which everybody from young age to knows, Melami Chaloshina. That Aaron didn't change. Aaron did exactly Ba'yas Kain Aharon. Kain, mamish the way And of course, if I had to sit here today and tell you all the different pshatim in Melamed Shloishina, I'm afraid you'd fall asleep. It's one of the pshatim, Shloishina, Tirkishlafin. We'll pick out one pshat, Rabbeisai. A unique pshat. And it's not mine, it's a shla. Pilei ployim. Here, Rabbeisai, here, shla. I had a kasha. And with this kasha, I want to be magdim to the teretz. We'll go backwards to the teretz. I had a kasha that bothered me all my life. That was a good Torah. The menorah symbolizes Torah. No, everybody knows that, right? The menorah, Torah, Chanukah. Who doesn't talk about the menorah? Is the semel of Torah. Kinel mitzvah v'Torah. Or the Gemara even says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had a psashvera tesis, he would stand by the menorah near and get the light, and would open up worlds of Torah to him. So why is the Torah, I'm sorry, the menorah, Aaron's, the menorah should be Moshe's. If you want to talk about it, I'm giving you, give it to Moshe. Chayra Aaron, as great of course as he was in Torah, but he wasn't the Semela Torah. Aaron was Kahuna, Aaron was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. The menorah would symbolize his Torah at Gedav Zayin Shalcha Moshe's. You like the kasha? Not so much. It bothered me always. Could you imagine Zogin Ashir, Darshan? He has the Zog Ashtikel. The menorah, somehow it symbolizes Aaron HaKohen. It's Aaron's Aved. It's Moshe's Aved. So I'll tell you a shla that I saw. It's a peladik shla. And that's an eye-opener. The shla says the menorah actually is the semel of Achdus. The menorah symbolizes Achdus. And he explains that that's pshat in the pasuk. Adirecha ad pircha mikshahi. It's one. You notice the menorah is ein shtik. It's mechuber. Yerecha is the middle. It's the base. You look at a menorah, you say, what is the menorah? It's its base. Tell me the little flowers on the corners. That's gada, sheina, ornament, an added spitz, an added yoifi to the menorah. No. Ad yereichat pircha. Mikotin vat godl? Sagt the shla. Mikotin vat godl? Miksha. It's all one. Miksha. It's one thing. Because it symbolizes achdus. Yeah? No? So what do we have? We have a meiradika, a teretz to the kasha. Favos, hat nuz gegem et zahra na koyen. Go geschmack, yeah? Avada? Achdus, das doch. And I want to tell you more. You know what bothers me also? And we have to talk about this. But the truth, maybe we'll go back and answer, and then we'll be my Renachan the good. Yeah? With this law, I think I can understand. The Pasuk is not telling me how to make a menorah. The place of this would be in the Kalim. This is Maisa Menorah. What is the avoid of the Menorah? And that is Miksha Zahav Ad Yerecha Ad Pircha. Says the Shlon, that's Melamid Shloishina. That Aaron never deviated from this Kayach that he had to be Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. It's from the avoid of the Menorah Shloishina he never changed. Yeah, listen to a Meiridik Shlom. Melamed Shloishina. And what does the Shlom mean? Rabbi say, let's analyze this. You know, Aaron HaKohen went through difficulties with Klal Yisrael. Don't forget, the eagle, they didn't do him justice in the eagle. He loved Klal Yisrael. He meant well for Klal Yisrael. And they mischanged him. They didn't. Keirach. No, Rabbi say Keirach. Tell me, if someone would have Maisa Keirach against him, he would start looking differently at Eden. No, he would start having a whole different outlook. A person of, you know, as we get older, we start having the illusions start going away and the reality starts setting in. Look how people behave, and look at us Eltgetan, look at us Eltgetan, look at, huh? Yeah, as we get older, that. I want to tell you something, how they say. Who is the symbol of Avas Yisrael among the Gedolei Yisrael in the last 200 years? Everyone will say, hands down, everybody knows, the Kedushas Levi, right? He was the Oyev Yisrael. He was the one who was Saniguria Shel Yisrael. He always brought out the good, right? You should really study the history, the life story of the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Yisrael. Kedushas Levi was one of the Gedolim, had the most redifus from the people of his community, from the people around him. He was thrown out from city to city. This Levi started as the first Pinsker Rav. He was actually a Rav in Lita. I've shown this to you. That the Kedushas Levi even writes, Shaal Echad Milita. Someone from Lita asked me a question. He writes this. Shaal, one of them from Lita asked, he was originally in Lita. There were books written defaming him. The Kedushas Levi, there were books written. Till today, you could go and search them in the libraries, they still exist. Defaming the Kedushas Levi. He went from city to city, till he finally found Bardichev, and a Bardichev. I always wondered to myself, as that tzaddik, such a good person, as a good mensch, as a liebgat klal Yisrael, he loved so much. Why should he suffer? Why? And I learned a tremendous thing from this. So you saw it. Sigring haben avas Yisrael. When you're not put to the test. When people are nice to you and you have avas Yisrael. Okay. I mean, let me tell you, it's still a big nesayi. But afal pi kein. You know when the trick of avas Yisrael is. When you start looking, you realize that Nishya de Yid is a perach. Nishya de Yid, it's not a flower. Unzen asi prachim. To be able to see that it's prachim, yeah, that's pshat at pircha. Even the smallest Yid, to him was a perach. It was a flower. He looked at it. Wow, kibakuk a Yid. And the pshat is shleishina, even after everything he saw, everything that was done towards him. Atadas is melameid shleishina. It's a meiridika koyach. It's a meiridika thing to be able, yeah, to have the avoda of what the menaira stands for. And could be that's pshat, possibly why the shulcha kayim li oilam, that throughout the doiris, no matter how far Yid, he always identifies with the Chanukah, with the Menorah. Shulcha. You're chelik. Now let me explain to you this. What's ad yerecha, ad pircha? Yeah. What does it mean, sh'ato madlik umeitiv? So I told you, madlik, it's not so posh, it's madlik, because a lot of Rishonim say madlik. Yeah. Madlik, you're not madlik. He's only meitiv. Hadlak is k'sheira bizar. Sh'ato meitiv. The Chiddush HaRim explains, the hadlaka could be bizarre. Oh, but the meitiv, yeah, the meitiv, medashe, the clean. To be able to go in and purify, to reach the ner, the neshama. That was the kayach of Aaron HaKayin. Aaron HaKayin was able to take shmutzikiyit. Shmutzikiyit. Yeah. Machareini yid for them. But the kayach, the ner, he's able to be medashin it. That was the kayach of Aaron. You know, over the years, you hear things, you start to realize how Gedolei Yisrael had a certain view. A view of how to understand when people fall, when people make mistakes, and Yidden are far, they're rachoik. They start, how they approach it. There's an interesting Mishnah, Rabbeisai. The Mishnah says, in the last week's Perik that we had Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Al Tir Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. The Mefarshim talk, what does it mean, Al Tir Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha? What does it mean? The Hagdama the Shev Shmaitza. It's classic, Rabbeisai. The Shev Shmaitza says, you should understand that no matter what you've done, never view yourself as a Rasha. Why? He says, because there's no such thing by Klal Yisrael. Al tiruni shani shachayres shizafsani hashemesh. Don't look at me that I'm black. I'm only black because the sun shizafsani hashemesh. I have a bad suntan. Says the Shev Shmaitz, Meredik. You hear the tzais, it's the same tzais. You want to learn tzais, that they say? When you walk out of the shir, you'll tell the eilam, we learned the tzais, okay? Zok the tzais. Huh? Zok the tzais. Al tiruni, don't look at me, don't view me, shani shachayres, that I am black, but rather, shizafsani hashemish, it's external. Does a person get a suntan, a sunburn inside? No, it's only external. Sagt er, derselbe Sache, wenn der Yid macht dann Blatte. It's an external Blatte. It's not an internal. Internally. Meredig heilig. Meredig. It's a psa. And this that you see black, it's only on the external. It's only on the external. Und hat er das gewend, der Keuch von Aaron Akayin. Und hat er das gewend, der Meneire. Und das ist der Pshat. Yeah. Shato, Magdik, and Meitav. And with this, I think we can answer Meredika Arra, Beisai. You ready? Shein Arra. What's the pshat that Aaron feels bad? Cholsho, daitai. Shloihoye imahem bechanukah. Loihu v'loi shiftei. Tell me, Aaron, Akoin, hanish genug. Hat the chaltz. They gave him the whole Aveda. So what was he feeling so bad about? So Pasha the Pshat is he wanted to be part of the Chanukah. The dedication, right? That's the Pasha, the Pshatade, yeah? The Pshatade. The Chanukah, yeah? Well, maybe you could come and say, like we're soon going to talk a little bit for a few minutes, that a person that has Ruchnius and tastes the Ruchnius, it's never enough. You want more. The Rachayim says that if a person would only taste the tam of Torah, he would run after it like a drunk that needs kaseder, his fix. Mamish, he wouldn't be, he would run in the streets after it. Famous Rachayim on the Pasik, Uberachta, Hashem al Kalatev, by Bikurim, Kalatev is Zutaira, famous Rachayim. So Pashit, here we have to say the same Nakuda, that as much as Iron Hand, he wanted more. I mean, so this is going to make a covet shayla, yeah? Iron Akain is not upset that he's not in the roster of the Chanukah Sabayis. You know, you have big posters. Who's the Chanukah Sabayis? I'll let see him. Unishtem and it's ain't shaved. That wasn't bothering him. The kibbutz unto the chuppah was not bothering him. That's not what was bothering him. But Rabbi says, "Efshe kemen zogah geshmak evot." No, Rabbi says, "Shlaf nisht." As he shlaf geicha vek. Ainum shlaft? No, Rabbi says, "Her pshat shloihoyu imahem." You should be a bench. Who said it? Okay, next week you're saying this year. Yeah, Rabbi says, "Get pshat." No, si geshmak shloihoyu imahem. He's looking, he's saying, the Benish Leila. Yid kumen tzuzamen. Yid kumen tzuzamen. How can I stand on the sidelines? What? The time is nishgeven as nishgeven achelik from the Chanukah. Ah, she never said that. That he's not the Chanukah. Shlo yimohem. weil alle da kein Tracht. Ach, du Salomos, gib mir nem de Meneure. Nikshazav ad Yerecho ad Pircha. Because das ist der Semmel von der Achtus. Hier ab Esai.
Okay.
Let's go one step further. Hier ab Esai. What do we find? An interesting Sach. We find that Aaron wanted Umimela mit das Emgegeb. Tell me, what if Aaron didn't go through this whole Chol Shadaite? What would have been? I don't know. It's mashma. Maybe Taka Mesha, the way we're learning, maybe Mesha would have lit the Menaira. Huh? I mean, you have to learn that Psara. Rabbi, you have to learn Rashi, Chazal, nu. Was wollt gewen nit ase? You know, there's a very famous Chazenish. Chazenish fragt Takashe. Right? Bayasim l'kimasom der Chamibah, right? Why? Because pen, Yenachim Amber Eisel Melchama, Shavu Mitzrayim. Frag the Chazaynish, what do you mean? Let's see, we would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael. Vos volt given matan teirach? I mean, shtei tach hatavnes l'kim ala harazeh. Huh? So, I don't see it. The Pasuk's mashma, if it wasn't for this Chazim pen b'reisim l'chama, which arose after Yitzhias Mitzrayim, wollt mich gleich in Eretz Yisrael gegangen, ja? But it says already in the Pasuk previously, Tavnes Elikim Ala Arazeh. It's from the few Shtik Lachtera that we have from the Chazanish on Chumash. He once asked the Chazanish, V'avos hat ni geschriben of Chumash? Haid yadayna schreibt of Chumash. Verkehrt, it's the best sellers. You know, there's a sefer klei chem. I see the ilums for going to sleep. I have to say a nice. Ach, was what shay? That's doch mein job. Me'er de tzibur shay. You know, the klei chem is a very interesting sefer, classic. Today, I don't think they can look at it because it's a lot of pilpul. My ilum doesn't look at it, but it was a classic in Europe. Klei chem. It starts with a pasuk, and then it goes into a whole diatribe of pilpul of. Kemat has no shaykes to the pasuk. And people wonder, what's the pshat? What kind of a sefer is it? Vayedaber? Ah, steht in Baba Kane, Bereis, the Shosh, Naga Chesapar, was hat das mit Vayedaber, Shem Amei Shalema? Chicham de Gwena Gane Gainim. He was Gane Gainim. He wrote beautiful Tere, but he didn't have the money to print it. So Gwena Balabas in Shtetl, and he said, you know, I like only Chumash Tere, that's all. That's what I like. If you give me a Chumash Sefer, I'll pay for it. No, so he took all his Tekhlechtere and he put it back on the Pasuk. Say, a Sefer of Chumash. Became a Sefer on Chumash. Mit amol gefragt dem Chazenish, where is his Sfarim? Who doesn't write a Sefer on Chumash today? So he answered, Yedein hat sein Chelik in Teire. And Chumash is not his thing. It's not. He doesn't have his derech, his mahalich, whatever that means, it wasn't in Chumash. Yeah. It was on Gemara. Chazanish says he didn't write Torah. But this we have from the Chazanish on Chumash. Der ha'ar. Okay? So the same ha'ar came in daf regen eichet. Volt es nish gewen. If it wasn't Aaron, what would have been? Maybe like we're learning it's Moshe. But let me show you something interesting. In the Hemshech HaParsha state, Shmak, Korban Pesach, also. Korban Pesach is also. Tell them, because they wanted and they tainted, Lama Nigara, Vayoyim Alei Moshe, Imdu Ve'eshma Ma'yitzar Hashem Aleichem, Parshav Korban Pesach. And the Mepharshim Lelman, that if not, if they said, Lama Nigara, they wouldn't have gotten Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was nischadish, damit gewalt. They wanted. Yeah. They wanted. They wanted. Lama nigara. Yeah. They wanted. Und das ist be'emes. This is the truthful. The hemshech haparshis da. Aaron Akoyin. He wants. Git benem de meneira. They want Pesach. Git ben ze Pesach Sheni. And then all of a sudden it turns into something else that they want. Savu taiva. It's an under wanting. Eh? That wanting didn't work out very well, right? Savu taiva, which we'll talk in 1 minute. But let's get back to Lama Nigara for 1 minute. Yeah. You know, a person needs to identify his ritzinus. It's very important. A person is full of different needs and wants, and they're very confusing sometimes. Because this, I need this, and I want this, and I... The question is, what do you really want? Was wills to? What do you want? Aaron HaKohen, what did he want? He wanted to be part of Chanukah because he wanted Achdus. It was very important to him. They wanted Pesach Sheni. And I want to show you something interesting on Pesach. I see the time. Give me another second. You know who the Pesach Sheni was given to? Who's the Pesach Sheni? Someone who was Berichuk Makai. He's far away. If I ask you, what does it mean he's far away? How would you translate far away? Can't get there, right? It's very far. It's mamish. You would have to take an airplane and still miss it, right? If I told you that he's in Yerushalayim, you'd say he's berichuk makayim. About the nisht. If I told you even more, he's on Har HaBayis. Eh? What would you say? What happens if I tell you that this rachayik means he's chutz ma'askufas azar, which means he's right out of the threshold of the door of the azara? You would say, so, okay, so go in. Go in. What is this called? Richuk. Richuk. What does it mean? For ish asherhu rachayik, yeah? Steht in Pasik, yeah, Rachik. Dabam ne Yisrael, ay mishishki et tam le mishim, oy bederech rechoik lochem. And Rashi says clearly, it's chutz me'askufa. So what's he Rachik? Mashgiach Zatzal, Nosen, I heard this from him, maybe others say it as well. You know, a person could be close yet far, and a person could be far yet close. A person could be close and far, and a person could be far but yet close. You know there's a carbon. You know they're doing avoid. You want to be part of it. You don't want to be on the outside. And you're on the out. Why are you not in the Mishkan? Why are you not in the Beis HaMikdash pushing yourself to get in there? You need to be outside the door. You need to be outside when Taira and Yidden are doing Karban Pesach together with the Yantiv. That's called Rachik. Yudah Levi always writes, Libi b'mizrach, v'ani b'seif ma'irev. Person's heart, where his heart, where his ritzoynus are, where his will, that's where he is, that's who he is. He could be far yet close. And a person has to search that. Rachik. I want to tell you a very nice mashal that my Zayda used to say over our European vault. It's a joke, a maisa. And then we'll end another minute or so. Zayda flecht ibezagen as a vertel. In the shuls, they used to translate the davening. Most people do today, Baruch Hashem, they know Hebrew, and they have English art scroll to translate whoever needs. In those days, they didn't have all this, and they translated. So there was once a big shul that they Kadosh, 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 the Chaznat Geshrien Kadosh. From the middle of the shul, there was a translation. Heilig, Heilig, Heilig. In the Vayba shul, the lady couldn't hear that well. Right? It was far up, it was low. Hatzig Herr Beilik, Beilik. Now what is Beilik? I have all the good old Tyre Eden for know what Beilik is. The Heintike Daves was Chalzis. They don't even know what it is. There's two parts to the chicken. Like we have today, steak. There was no steak in Europe. He either got bottom or Balak. Balak was the top. And the top. Yeah, Balak. So a lady upstairs, she heard Balak, Balak. The last row, she heard Balak, was? Give me a chalik, a chalik, a chalik. So from Carthage, the one who stood very far away, all that jeered was a person has an ability to daven today, to be in a shul. We stand sometimes outside, we're busy with a kugel. While Kaddish Kaddish could be going on in the shul, Balak mit a shtickel chalik, it's getting a pickle mit a herring. It's not going to make, that's called rochik, Rabbi. So you could be chutz maskufa. Person could be right outside the askufa. It's a threshold. He could be close to the Beis HaMikdash, but he could be far. This is ritzoinus. You have to want. And with this I end, Rabbi. The Torah was teaching us Isavu Taiva. What is Isavu Taiva? They wanted basar. But what's the lashon Isavu Taiva? Va'am Isavu Tazak the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. Isavu Taiva. They wanted a Taiva. Okay, that was the Taiva to have a Taiva. That a Taiva to have a Taiva. No, well, what's made us Isavu Taiva? What's? You know the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai with the Mendichich. In Yiddish, there's an expression Mizuchzach Stamois. Anybody you identify with that? All Americans do is tutzach abda, no? Mizusach stamois means a person is just looking, searching to make himself something that he needs. He doesn't need it. Mizusach stamois, you don't need that. You know, we convince ourselves we need this, and we need that, and we need this, and this we need, and once we need it, oh, what do you mean? Of course, if I need it, I need it, right? Not what you need, not necessarily. Hisavu, that a taiva, to start having a taiva to camouflage what the real rotzen and taiva of a yid is. And that's what the parish is showing us. Here, Aaron Akoyin, what was his taiva? Achdus and Klaus, to be part of. Lomani Gora, that was hit. That was the taiva of Pesach Sheni. And then you can have a whole different world. That's the Savu Taiva of Bosar. And the Mezuch Tzachoyz Del Taiva. That's not really what a Yid has, an inner Rotzen, an inner Taiva. Taiva a Yid has is for Torah and for Avoid. And when you learn to identify that and to follow that, you'll feel fulfilled. There's nothing that will fulfill the real Ritzoinus that a person has, because a person needs to fulfill his Ritzoinus. Next week in Mirtz Hashem, the topic is going to speak about the kids at risk and the root of the problem and what could we do to solve it. And Meinish Raboisai, that it's Yenim's kind. Unfortunately, kids at risk is in all shapes, forms, all cries in, different levels, and it's they get come out to everyone a little more, a little less. And maybe we're going to find out if we are all grown-ups at risk as well. To know what the root problem is. Okay? And when we identify it. And that's why, like I said, the topic was so important that they wanted it videotaped. So next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do that.
Stop. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.